Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, and we have Dr. Kirsten Zemke on the line. How are you, Kirsten?
Really good. Enjoying a little extra summer bit here.
Yeah. It's been a weird summer this year, but I guess if you can make the most of it, we will.
Yeah, and so weirdly, we're taking you to, I guess, winter, where it's winter right now, which is Germany. And so I can't remember where I found this crazy idea. So we're doing German versions of English pop songs, and such an interesting story of why it exists. Now, I'm going to go back to World War II. Mm-hmm. And so after the war, which would then be the 50s, right? So Germany kind of was an American colony there, and America kept its toe there for a long time. And then we get the what's called the Cold War in the 80s, because mm-hmm. Germany, Russia and America had been working together in World War II, so they sort of split Germany up between themselves. So then it became this big front. And so I guess it was an important space for America to sort of be and want their pop songs to be, and because what's that sort of like cultural colonization, and like the most famous one is the Beatles, Sie liebt dich, She Loves You, and so I don't know, just this weird phenomenon of German songs. Now some of them, I think the ones we've got today, is where the artist yes. sings the song in German. Of course there's other ones where a German artist themselves has covered it. Apparently there's Britney Spears One More Time, Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night. So German artists will record it, but we've got American artists we're recording in German. And ones I haven't included, there's like ABBA, there's quite a few ABBA ones, yeah. Marvin Gaye, mm-hmm. Bill Collins. I mean, just such an interesting story.
It's really fascinating, the kind of geopolitical things that have led to this. And when you actually go searching for German versions of pop songs, they're everywhere.
I know, and it must be really difficult as a singer to capture it. Yeah. And then I guess the other thing, and I don't know if I have the info for all the songs we're playing today, the other thing is the translators. Sometimes the translators get sort of credited almost as a songwriter because of what they've written in German is kind of a new poem song in itself. It can't be easy at all.
No. Shall we kick it off with David Bowie's Heroes?
Yes.
Which has been translated to Helden. Let's give it a listen, eh?
Yeah.
Delfine es schön. Niemand gibt uns eine Chance. Doch können wir sie dann für immer und immer. Und wir sind dann Helden für einen Tag. Oh!
Heroes, Haldun. It's really, like, quite surreal to hear a song you know so well in a different language.
And you can obviously tell it's him singing it, too. It's not like it's recorded by somebody else.
Yes.
So, I guess it's more eerie because it's him. Now, he was living in Berlin at the time when mm-hmm. he recorded it. Apparently, this is horrible, he moved to Germany in 1976 to escape a raging cocaine addiction, so that's sad. And he had an apartment right by the Berlin Wall, so, yeah. You know, the whole meaning of the song and the vibe. And he moved with Iggy Pop. They moved together.
Oh, cute. Oh, I didn't know that.
Apparently, there's a French version, which is really bad.
Yes, it's Heroes or something. It's a B-side of this one. Yeah, it's a bit cursed.
Apparently, but this comment on a Reddit thread says it's the same song but in bad German, and I'm like, I know that's a German person. I just know that. Just so direct, no explanation, one sentence. Reddit comment.
Oh,
I think it's cool. Yeah, I like it. Like, it sounds good, and he gives it such emotion as well. Because, you know, you'd have to fully re-record it.
Yeah, and it's crazy that, you know, I guess he's picking up German, living over there, and then putting so much passion into, you know, a German version of the song.
I know, because, you know, it'd be one thing to record in a different language, but yeah, like you said, put in that sort of same vibe and passion you would in English. Ugh.
Yeah, and it's a big song, that one. All right, should we move on to the next one? This one I'm particularly excited about. This is a Temptations cover.
Yeah.
Mine Girl. So,
apparently they recorded it in German and in Italian. And so the Temptations were a massive Motown band, and this was their big, huge hit. And so many people, I mean, even like the Rolling Stones list Temptations as like an iconic band that formulated them. Now this is 65, but in the early 60s, British rock and roll came to America and the Beatles, and it kind of dominated everything. So anything that really stuck through and was able to hold itself, like the Temptations and Motown itself, this was, you know, a real stickler. It showed a real love for the music. But, you know, they're the ones that wear the matching outfits and the cool moves. You know, it's an awesome style.
Yeah, totally. There's so many different versions of the song. When I was sifting through, I think it was like a 50th anniversary singles collection from the Temptations, because they are one of those bands that's just constantly getting reissued and re-released in different forms. And there's a version for everyone out there of My Girl.
You all get your girl.
Yep, that's the conclusion I came to. I was like, girls for everyone, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's give it a listen. This is Mine Girl from the Temptations, the German version, of course, of My Girl.
Wenn es regnet, seh ich Sonnenschein. Und mit einem Mann kann ich happy sein.
Fabulous. Oh, They're so good. We've got Rosetta and the crew down at Splore Festival, down at Tapapakanga Regional Park, and they're currently blasting BFM. Off the BFM bus, and Rosetta sent me a text that said, kind of slaps though.
Well, you can imagine too, especially after World War II, to have a lot of African-American soldiers there.
Yeah.
And so there'd be a certain fascination. And one of the important things that Motown did was they tried to make black music for the white mainstream audience. And he was very successful, Barry Gordy, the head of that company, to sort of, you know, he wanted to, you know, just take over the world. And he was so clever in the way that he sort of packaged this. And this is such a perfect example, you know, of black culture, but he shaped it so that, you know, everyone would enjoy it. And even the Germans.
Yeah.
Okay. Now last we've got an icon.
Totally. Someone shouted out Elvis Presley did time in Germany, apparently.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was stationed there, and that was very famous, too. So this real connection, you know, the Beatles, their stuff was before they were famous in Hamburg, where they stayed just trying to get famous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's this real connection with this American pop music, especially during that era, mm-hmm. Of American stars finding it. But also, see, because Austria is German-speaking, part of Switzerland's German-speaking, so it is a large clump of potential audience there.
Yeah, totally. This last one I'm really excited about. I love this song. Dionne Warwick's Walk On By. Such a tune.
So sweet. And she's just one of an iconic vocalists of that period and of all time. And it's a hit written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who were sort of famous for just writing great hits and mm-hmm. then getting great singers. And in this one, they do credit the German lyrics. You know, the woman that wrote that. But her other big hits are Alfie, Walk On By. Oh, no, this is Walk On By. Say a Little Prayer For You. That's what.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just such a wonderful, sweet singer. Her other big one was later on, That's What Friends Are For. I keep smiling. So she's this icon diva, and everybody loves her. And it's a sad song, you know? And so let's see how it plays out in the German language.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for enlightening us on these German versions of pop hits. I feel like everyone, when you sent these, sir, I certainly went down a rabbit hole myself of finding out.
Oh, did
out.
You? A JoJo rabbit hole, because some of them were used in that film.
True. No, I certainly...
Sorry, really bad joke.
It was kind of fantastic, Kirsten. That's why we love you. Thank you so much for Travelling Tunes this week. And I hope you've inspired our listeners to look into it a little further. Let's play you out on Give A By, which is Walk On By, Dionne Warwick. Thanks, Kirsten.
Bye.
Gay vorbei, fühlst du nicht, dass jeder Blick von dir mein Herz zerbricht? Ich kann dir nicht glauben und weiß, dass ich dir verzeih. Oh, geh vorbei,
gay,
gay. Niemals kann er so wie der Mel sein, da siehst du an, lass mich allein, geh vorbei, geh vorbei, bleib nicht stehen, ich habe solche Angst, dich anzusehen, wir würden uns küssen und wiesen, alles ist vorbei. Oh, geh vorbei,
geh,
oh, geh
vorbei, geh,
oh, geh vorbei,
geh,
oh, geh vorbei.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.